guys. Welcome to the MMA Roasted Podcast. I know some of you guys are also football fans. Well, guess what? Only a few more preseason games to go before the regular season kicks off. And you can start the season by winning $2 million in week one at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, and with the players you want. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this. Every game feels like the playoffs, even in week one. And every broken tackle or spectacular catch could take you closer to a $2 million prize. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Listen, hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code ROASTED to play free for a shot at $2 million in the Week 1 Millionaire Maker. Enter ROASTED for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Also, if you're looking for a great way to make money, start driving with Uber. If you have used the Uber app to get around town, driving with Uber is just as easy and just as great. Here's some reasons people love driving with Uber. You drive when you want. Need something outside of a 9-to-5? As an independent contractor with Uber, you've got freedom and flexibility to drive whenever you have time. Set your own schedule so you can be there for all of life's most important moments. You make good money. Got a car? Turn it into a money machine. The city is buzzing, and Uber makes it easy for you to cash in on the action. Plus, you've already got everything you need to get started. No office, no boss. Whether you're supporting your family or saving up for something big, Uber gives you the freedom to get behind the wheel when it makes sense for you. Choose when you drive, where you go, and who you pick up. So what are you waiting for? You have a car, you have a license, put them both to good use and start making money today. You can make thousands of dollars in fares your first month driving with Uber. Sign up today at Drive with Uber. That's drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com. Also, you guys got to check out American Icon Autographs. Their website is www.aiase.com. They have the best sports and celebrity memorabilia and events. Signed collectibles from the UFC, WWE, baseball, football, movies, and everything else in between. Their past signings have included Mike Tyson, Cheech and Chong, Hendo, Hulk Hogan, Burt Reynolds, Hoyce Gracie, Ernie Banks, John Wooden, Marcus Allen, and more. Check out their website to find out who's signing next. Go to their events, meet their celebrities, and build your man cave. AIASE.com. Also, has your place been vandalized? Have gang members destroyed your business storefront? Call the professionals at Remove It Restoration. They remove graffiti, restore etched windows, and get your business back to brand new for a fraction of the cost. Your business image is very important. Don't leave it in the hands of the amateurs. Call Remove It Restoration at 1-888-424-9697 or go to removeitrestoration.com. Also, right now, I am drinking the most delicious coffee ever. You guys got to check out Kamara Coffee. You can get it at KamaraCoffee.com. That's KamaraCoffee.com. Use the coupon code ROASTED. It's a premium high-altitude coffee sourced from the Dominican Republic, infused with high-quality nootropics. What are those? Brain vitamins. They blend their coffee with premium nootropics that were carefully chosen to create the right mental and physical edge you need to carry on your daily grind. Get it at KamaraCoffee.com. Now, the benefits of supplementing with nootropics are numerous. They include enhanced focus, mood, reaction time, increased natural metabolism, fatigue reduction, cardiovascular support. They also have been found to help counteract cognitive impairment, such as Alzheimer's disease, brain injuries, dementia, and Parkinson's. Become the legend. Drink Kamara Coffee.com. Use the coupon code MMA Roasted. And finally, tip a fighter. Guys, fighters are grossly underpaid. And it's not a charity. We are actually rewarding fighters for exceptional performance. You tip a waiter, you tip a cab driver, you tip an Uber driver, you tip a stripper, you tip all kinds of people. Time to tip the fighters. They need it the most. Fighters, get with this. Get with Tip a Fighter. Make more money. All you got to do is fight. You're going to fight anyway. People will reward you by throwing cash at you. How great is that? Go to tipafighter.com at tipafighter.com. I'm here with Marina Shafir, Greg Wilson, Bubba Jenkins. How's it going?
What's going good, up? Man.
Hey, man.
How's that?
Marina, see you on that champion time.
CPT. I came late. I had a meeting with the network for the TV show.
Oh, right. The TV show.
That's a good reason
to
be late.
It went great. It went too good. They wanted more and more ideas and more ideas. So then I was like, it was in Burbank. Burbank.
Yeah.
And I was like, and yesterday I made it here in a half an hour.
And that's the worst. You're literally on the other side of Los Angeles.
So I'm like, 5 o'clock.
So I'm like, what do I do? It's like, you know, a TV show. So that's why I was like, sorry, guys. I was driving in the carpool lane to get here.
Regardless, we're all in good spirits.
Yes.
So.
By the way, so Marina came to my show finally.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the pictures. Yay.
Was it the improv?
At the Haha.
Yeah,
the old Haha. So Shakytown.
Shakytown.
Yeah,
were you headlining?
Well, Maz had the other Haha. It was Maz weekend, so I needed to get up, and I had friends in town, so I was like, hey, could I do a Dante's show?
Yeah.
I was like, all right. And Marina came wearing this like cute skirt.
Yeah, you look great in the pictures.
It was adorable.
Yeah.
And she was laughing.
It was really funny. You did a great job.
Look what happened. Regular dick has done for your life.
Oh my God. Okay.
Look
relax.
At you. You know, it's like relax. She's happy and going out and shit.
Oh no, it was great having her in the crowd. She was and then
I met his girlfriend.
Well, we're
are you sure you met his quote-unquote girlfriend?
Well, no, she knows. Yeah. And she seemed pretty cool. Yeah. She seemed pretty cool.
She was normal.
Did you say she was the titties. Girlfriend?
Oh, she had right. some big old titties.
Yeah. Very pretty girl.
She's very pretty, and she's really sweet.
We made it exclusive after that night, actually. So I'm exclusively.
So you're locked down.
You mean as soon as she said it on this podcast?
No. She's like, hey,
that is my girlfriend.
She texted me, hey, you want to be exclusive? I wrote back, sure.
How fucking modern.
We were talking after the show, and she's like, you know what I just don't understand? All of this Instagram social media stuff, like, what is that?
What are
people's priorities? She's like, I don't even understand that shit. And
I gotta be honest with you, theoretically, I'm on her side with this.
Yeah.
And you think about it, in the true life experience, it means nothing.
No, it's stupid.
But it sucks up an enormous amount of our time because our business has become about that.
Yep.
Yeah, and everybody's about instant gratification. And that's the only way people are getting it nowadays.
And then Bubba came yesterday to help me coach the kids.
Yeah! It was the national champ.
First day of wrestling practice, I bring in a national champion.
That's fantastic.
No, I love working with the kids. One, because they're on a level that like is at the innocent stage of wrestling. Like they're middle school kids, so they don't know the difference between a tackle and a double leg. But they want to get it.
They want to get it.
Wrestling
anyways.
Live was probably one of the more entertaining times I've seen. You know,
was dying laughing.
That kid, there was a kid that got thrown. It was a big boy too.
Yeah,
and he got headlocked, and obviously he started crying because it
was rough.
He thought it, but it was awesome throw. Like I want to run around the room, put the other kid on my shoulders. But you know, it was cool though. I had a great time.
It was funny. We line the kids up, lightest to heaviest, and we're like king of the mat. So one kid comes out, lightest kid. If you win, you get to stay on the mat, right? So by the time that kid came, he threw the other kid, and Bob was like, "All right, that's the end of practice." we didn't even finish the whole king
whole
of the mat.
Up.
Oh my God!
I mean, there's parents there too, and once the kid starts crying, he could have been like, "All right, let's finish it out," because he's the coach. But I'm like, it was my ideal. I'm the new guy,
right?
Here, so I'm like, kid starts crying, I'm out of here.
Oh man, we used to have to do that like King of the Hill.
Yeah.
In judo all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So you were like out there enduring for like at least an hour.
Oh,
we got judo throws for sure.
Yeah. Well, the other kid had wrestled before. That kid came from last year. But we had a little kid, one of my favorite kids, Nick. He's never lost so far in middle school. He won 7th grade, all 8th grade. He was so tired. And Bubba looked.
Oh, yeah. Because he went like 5 straight.
He went 5 straight.
Like 5 or 6 kids, man.
It was fun. We have a girl on the team.
Awesome.
This girl has like blue hair. She's like a bigger girl, not like fat, but she's a bigger girl than, you know, she's like, must be like 120, 125. The other kids, we have kids in the team
like
70 pounds. Yeah, and she's a cool girl. So I was like, what brings you to wrestling? She's like, well, I also box. I was like, all right.
Done picking on this chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
No, it's starting to happen now. It was such an honor to have.
I had a good time.
They didn't even realize they had a Division I national champ. I could have came in, and Greg could have came in. I would have said, he's a D1 champ. They would have believed it. But like,
he would have been like, wow, he really let himself go. Like, that must have been a long time ago. Like, I won D1 national championship, just opened a six pack and stopped. Yeah, that was it, guys. That's life.
He like opens a six pack and starts smoking a cigarette at the edge of the mat.
Right,
he's just like,
exactly.
All right, kids.
I'm like a slut who just gave birth. Like, finally, give me cigarette and some booze. I've been waiting for this child to get out of me for 9 months so I can get high.
So how was your weekend? You were in Iowa, right?
I was in Iowa.
What the hell were you doing in Iowa?
Wow. I was doing a college gig up there. Oh, and here's the thing. Like, they had told me I could use rated R language, so I did some adult material. Nothing, you know, but because the thing, you can't do any racial material.
A college hired you?
A lot of them. And, I know. Although I keep waiting to get an email from my agent going, yeah, all those other schools canceled based on your previous school's performance. So, but it went really well. It went much better than the first one.
Yeah.
So this one went great. Everybody really really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. But it was, I mean, it was Iowa, and I did a very dirty set. Because it's like, when you take out the racial stuff from my act and anything edgy, social commentary, you take all that out.
You're just talking.
Right. All that you're really left with is shit and dick. That's all I've got left. Fucking and shitting. Okay? So it's an hour of fucking and shitting jokes.
Awesome.
Okay? And at a certain point, some of the kids I could tell were getting a little uncomfortable. I'm like, come on, guys. You're in college. You gotta love this shit. Okay?
But it's Iowa.
It's Iowa.
It ain't Penn State or, you know, Arizona State.
It isn't University of Miami.
Yeah. Right. No.
Yeah, it's Iowa.
So at the end they go, well, you know, we're a religious affiliated school. So I was like, what? Where was that in the show details? Oh, by the way, they're Presbyterians. That would have been a real solid note to have.
That happened to me too. I did a school like somewhere. It was like Montana or something, and there was
hell no.
And like
you're dealing with the Mormons.
Oh
there,
yeah,
so. They had an ice cream break halfway through my show. Where they, like, all the kids got free ice cream.
Yeah,
and then they had like
virginity vow.
This is a college?
They had like a prayer study before the
what were your jokes?
It was funny. Like, the lady that
booked, what the fuck were your
the
jokes?
The lady that booked me, I said, if it's getting too dirty, just give me a throat slash. Right? Within like 30 seconds, she's like,
you tell one joke,
and it was like it was like my cleanest joke, and she's already like, she's like strangling herself.
You should have just done like a mic drop and walked off the stage.
She couldn't
fuck
enough hang yourself motion. She's like bringing out props. She's lighting herself on fire. She's doing whatever.
She just like walks over to the auditorium lights and just turns everything on. She's like, okay, this is over.
Yeah,
this mic stopped working. We're done here.
Like a noose. I look over. She's hung herself.
She's got those flashlights that used to land planes and shit. She's like, no! No! The runway's closed!
Yeah, it went brutal. I mean, not luckily, but what happened was the guy that booked me bounced a check on me before I even got there.
Ugh.
So it was like, I got there.
So you could walk off stage.
Yeah, I didn't have... At that point, I was like, I knew I was being robbed at that point by the booker. So the lady came up to me after the show and was ready to yell at me. I go, before you say anything, the guy who booked me bounced a check on me. I only did this because you're here and the kids came. And she's like, oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry. And then I turned it real quick.
So you got that balls for free.
Yeah, and then luckily I ended up getting paid, but it took me a long time.
Yeah.
I like went to the bank with a check before the show, and then they kept the check and called like the police, and like as if I was trying to rip them off. It was years ago. It was what a disaster that was.
Yeah,
but yeah, so... All right. Damn. The life of a comedian.
That's insane.
So
yes.
Fun.
Now, Maureen, I got to ask you. So Rhonda did an interview yesterday on Joe Rogan's podcast where she said that Moshi the dog likes smelling her vagina. I know that you live with Moshi the dog.
Mochi.
Yeah. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. She will go into our, we have workout clothes, hampers.
Yeah.
And she will dig through them and search for the underwear and eat the underwear.
Wow. Now your underwear too?
Both of our underwear.
Wow. Nice.
And then there was one time, no joke, listen, there was one time where I cleaned out her bed and like she likes to hide, she likes to burrow toys.
Right.
There was like four pairs of underwear that were just hidden in the corners of her fucking cushions.
Okay, so that is true. Mochi likes the underwear.
Mochi is a lesbian.
Okay,
yes.
Mochi's a lesbian.
Yeah, she humps
I'm
the other dog.
Mochi.
She humps.
Me and that dog are gonna get down face to face.
Sometimes.
Be like, I don't care. Something's on there. I'm getting it.
All right. We're calling. By the way, we're calling Frankie Edgar right now.
Oh, yeah.
We are calling Frankie Edgar. Who's got a fight up against with Chad Mendes coming up December 11th, the night at the Ultimate Fighter finale. I feel like in a way he's been screwed over because the whole Aldo thing, but he's got a tough fight, real tough fight.
Hello.
Hey, Frankie Edgar.
What's up, bro?
What's up? It's Adam Hunter on the MMA Roasted Podcast. I'm here. It's Bubba Jenkins, Greg Wilson, and Marina Shafir. How are you?
What's up, Frankie?
Hey.
Good, man. How are you guys?
Good, man. Good, good, good. So I'm obviously a huge... By the way, thank you for coming to the show in New Jersey. It was so nice. I did a show in New Jersey. I told Frankie to come. He shows up with his gorgeous wife. I mean, your wife is getting hotter by age. Nice job, dude, by the way. Good work on
that. Thanks, man. Yeah, I had a blast, man. It was a good time. You were hilarious.
Oh, thanks, man. It was great. Now, a couple things. So you got the big fight announced with Chad Mendes. Are you looking forward to this fight? Are you getting amped? What's going on?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's gonna be a tough fight. You know, Chad's a stud, so I'm going there and handle business.
Now, Chad recently said in an interview that your people didn't want the fight. That Dana basically had to convince you to take this fight. Is that true?
No, I was letting my people handle it. But then when Chad said he wanted to fight, I hit up Dana and said, I'll definitely take that fight.
Okay.
So, I'm not scared to fight anybody at this point, man.
I that's what I was thinking. I mean, you're a guy that you fought everybody so far. I mean, it seems like... Now, I was at the Conor McGregor-Mendez fight when you walked into the cage afterwards. And what did you say to Conor McGregor?
Yeah, I said congrats. I'm not going to be a dick steals moment. You know what I mean? I said congrats, but I was like, hey, come on, let's get in there before Aldo. Who knows how long he's going to take. And I think at that point, we didn't know what was going on with Aldo. So, yeah, I was just trying to lobby for that fight.
Who do you think wins that fight between Aldo and McGregor?
I still think Aldo, man. I mean, Aldo. I'm going with Aldo.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like... Now, were you impressed at all by McGregor's performance against Mendez?
I was impressed with his composure, you know, how he kind of just, you know, stayed positive. You know, he's in some bad spots, but any chance he get, he kind of stayed on the offensive. I mean, kind of had to sit and duck in front of him. And Mendez, you know, he was tired, you know, he was tired in the walkout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
by the time second round came, he was feeling it.
No, I 100% agree. I mean, I actually, in the first round, I was sitting in probably the last seat you can find, and I'm like, I could tell this guy's injured. I just said this guy's tired, you know, and it was sort of like,
you know, he wasn't moving at all. You know, he was kind of looking for that big shot, but, he still did well. So, but you know, I just was, you know, I mean, like I said, McGregor was in some bad spots, and when he found his time, you know, he ended it. So you got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now what's up with you're going to Bahrain to train?
I'm representing their team. I'm gonna do like my pre-camp there for a little bit, and then you know, obviously train here in Jersey for most of it.
Now, what is it? Now it's you and Khabib, right?
Khabib's on the team, so some other guys. Yeah, you know, it's the Sheik over there. He's into MMA, and he has a way of making things happen. So he brought in some good coaches, and you know, it's a good atmosphere to train.
So the Sheik says, "I'm into MMA. I like these guys." He's giving you guys a ton of money to go train over there?
Nah, not a ton of money, but, you know, it's like a sponsorship. You know, I'm representing the team. I'm going to go there and help out when I can and train there. You know, help me with some stuff, you know, some expenses in that aspect.
Nice, nice.
Are you going to have a videographer, like, record any of this? Because this sounds like a mini-series.
A mini-series?
Yeah.
You're going to disappear.
I don't know. Maybe we need to try to get that done.
Yeah, I think you need to invest in it.
But it'll be on, what is that, Al Jazeera TV, though.
Boom. Yeah.
Now, have you trained with Khabib?
Yeah, we rolled around a little bit, you know. Not much, though. He's a big boy.
Yeah, he's a big boy. By the way,
yeah.
I know I didn't want to tell you, but we actually have Conor McGregor in studio right now, and he wanted
That's
to talk.
Right.
To
you. How are you feeling today?
I don't believe it. He wouldn't have been able to stay quiet this long. Come on.
I was waiting for you to talk about me first. I wanted you to draw first blood, so when I destroyed you, it would be considered fair.
Now, Conor, how do you think you would do against Edgar?
Are you kidding me? Don't make these sillies cool your jokes. This tiny man wouldn't stand a prayer.
He's
got to
skip the marbles out of his mouth. I don't know.
Now, Frankie, what round would you beat Conor in?
They don't go to 38.
minus one. Round minus one. negative one round.
He says he can beat you in negative one round, Conor.
So what's that mean? You're going to fight me at the concession stand. Not going to happen.
So why do you think you could beat Conor? I mean, you could beat Frankie.
Are you kidding me? I'm the greatest of all time. I can beat anyone in any weight division.
Wow. That's
those are some
Bring back
words.
Brock Lesnar. I'll whoop his ass. I'll milk him like the cow he is.
Wow. You can beat Brock Lesnar?
That's great. I'm not afraid of him.
That's amazing. Frankie, that's this you know,
fighting words.
I don't know what to say. Now, have you ever met Frank Yeager, by the way?
Yeah, me and Frank are cool.
Did you guys train together?
No, I actually went out to his gym one time. I was there to meet up with the World Series of Fighting guy, and Frank was in there whooping the shit out of somebody. He was beating up on somebody, but he was also training with Gregor Gillespie. When I know Gregor from college and stuff, so it was a cool little place. I mean, in New York, uptown, and I was chilling, watching them guys train, seeing how the champ does it.
Right. Now, Frank, do you feel a little passed over, man? Because I know a lot of people are huge Frankie Edgar fans. I'm a huge Frankie Edgar fan. I feel like you should have got the call over Chad Mendez. Now they kind of picked Mendez, and now you have to fight Mendez versus waiting for the winner of Aldo and McGregor. Do you feel like you're kind of getting passed over?
I wanted to fight, you know? I wanted to fight somebody before these guys fought, so... do I think I should have got picked to be the replacement? Absolutely. I think I got passed over there. And that's what Dana did promise me. He promised me that if someone falls out, that I'm the fall guy. Wow. You know what it is.
Greg, Marina, anything?
I'm just excited. I'm excited for this fight.
For the Chad?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited because, like, I know Frankie's a really smart fighter. And he learned a lot in his fight, in Chad's fight against Connor. And I know that he, you know, didn't have that much time to prepare because it was like, what, 2-3 weeks notice?
Yeah.
But it just exposed a lot of things, I think, still. And I'm just excited to see you shut some things down. I'm from the East Coast, so
right.
Go, Frankie.
Yeah, gotta rep. We gotta rep.
Yeah, we gotta.
I hear you.
I'm looking forward to seeing the ring girls, because they're the only ones I'm taking seriously.
Now, Chad says he's better than you everywhere. I don't see how that's possible, being that I think that you're faster than him. MMA wrestling, I feel like you have better MMA wrestling. He may have more one-punch power, but if he can't land it, what good is that, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. He definitely has some power, you know, and some pop in his hands. But, you know, I'm confident wherever the fight goes. If we end up slugging it out, if we end up, you know, taking takedowns, whatever it is, I'll be ready. I know that.
Nice. Now, how does your wife stay so hot, by the way, honestly?
It's my three kids, bro. We wear her down. Keep her not eating. <I don't
know. laughs> The three kids.
You eat last.
In Ireland, it's not a choice.
Nice. Well, Frankie, man, it's an honor to have you on the show, dude. I can't wait for this fight against Chad Mendez. I'm going to be there. I'm actually going to be there. I think I'm bringing a film crew with me to record, because I'm performing in Vegas that whole week up to that fight.
Oh, nice.
And then I'm definitely coming to your fight. You always bring it. You're my favorite fighter. I actually switched my Diego Sanchez to you, where your eye was so black and swollen, Kim Kardashian sat on it, just so you know. So you're actually brought up in my act all the time, man. So
nice. I like it. I like it. I'm down with it.
Thanks for coming on the show, man. And anything you need, let us know.
Thanks, guys. Always a good time, man. Have a good night.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
All right. So... yeah, so anyway, what else can we talk about? Fights this weekend.
That's Frankie for you, though.
What do you mean?
You know, he just seemed cool, calm, collected, not too amped. You know, I've never seen him like, you know, and he's a Jersey boy, and I see those guys, they're all kinds of intense, you know, bro? You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
And, you know, Frankie's always been that just real cool, chill, you know, never get too high, never get too low kind of guy, you know, he just...
I think it's because he's been a family man for so long, too, like throughout his fighting career. That has like a lot to do with it.
Oh, by the way, somebody asked Marina on her Periscope if she had to fuck, marry, kill. Who would it be? And just so you know, she was marrying you, Bubba.
I remember that.
Greg, you're dead.
No, I'm dead. I could have told her I was killed. That would have come first. Kill Greg, and then she would have thought about the other two.
And I'm getting laid. Just so you know.
Wait a minute. You would rather... Oh, but you would marry, but... Really?
Yeah, because he's a family guy.
That's right.
Plus, he's a little big for her, you know, being black and all.
Okay, relax.
I make pretty kids. That's what it's about,
son.
Oh, my God.
But I... But just want to say, Marina, like, I know you've had a crush for so long, and that was your way of coming out on the Periscope.
Right. Aren't you just glad I didn't say not kill you?
Oh, yes. I was. Are you kidding? I had a.
Listen, I would have picked me to die too. I would have. If you asked me to do us, I'd still pick me.
I'm going to kill myself.
I'm going to kill myself, fuck myself, and marry myself.
That was so funny. So this week, Demetrius Johnson versus Mighty Mouse. Yesterday, me and Bubba picked
Johnson.
No, yeah, it is Mighty Mouse. We picked John Dodson over Demetrius Johnson.
Dodson lost the first one.
He lost the first one. It was very close.
Yes.
Super close.
Yeah.
The only thing is Dodson's wife is giving birth this week. He went home to be with the wife.
Now that's either going to be like an adrenaline rush or an adrenaline dump.
Right.
Big time.
Motivation,
you think?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you're at that level, you start to decide what you're going to be motivated about, you know what I mean? You can be motivated about the wind blowing east, and you're just like, yeah, today the wind's blowing east, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to be a champion. You know what I mean? At that level, you're so mentally strong, you know, from all the stuff that you've been through. You know, I know for me personally, when it comes down to, like, the last 5 pounds, that's when a lot of people crack. To me, it's like, it's the last 5 pounds. I've been here before. I know what it's about.
Right.
You know, whenever you get to your own mental psyche and you're just like, you know what? My wife's having a baby. I'm bringing a baby into this world. I got to fight like a champion. This is going to be the first thing they ever remember. You know, he just starts to motivate himself. At that point, you're motivating yourself. And, you know, if you're strong enough mentally, then nothing fazes you, really.
I like it. I really hope Dodson wins. He's such a nice guy. Such a good guy. Such a class act. I don't know Demetrius Johnson as well, but Dodson I definitely like. Marina, who are you picking?
Shit. I don't know. I think I think Mighty Mouse is going to take it.
Maybe I'm big on my heart.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to take it because it hasn't he been fighting more?
Yes.
Than Dodson?
Dodson has been hurt.
And, like, that's a big deal. Like, and I think he's only getting better. So,
the Greg Wilson.
First of all, does anyone else feel like Johnson's head looks like it would be on a much bigger person?
Yes.
Right? He's got like a big head.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with the big head. I'm not even joking about that.
Now, Marina, people have been speculating what wrestler you've been dating.
Uh-huh.
On the internet, there have been King Kong Bundy photos.
Oh, yeah.
The Undertaker. The Undertaker with my
Rikishi. Now, are you willing to tell us what wrestler it is?
The Iron Sheik.
No, I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
The sex has to be crazy, am I right?
He's coming off the top rope. He's coming off the top rope.
Is he literally coming off the top rope?
It's a fountain.
I mean, does he jump from the bedpost to you and you're just like spread?
Actually, he's afraid of heights, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
You like how I just deaded that whole question?
Yes. Okay, so he's not.
Don't forget, we still have this.
Oh, yes. She actually,
for those of you just listening, she held up a dodgeball.
Yeah, yes. She actually brought a dodgeball. It looks like a cantaloupe, but either way.
I just wanted to let you know this thing is kind of heavy.
I thought it was a melon and you were making fun of Bubba.
So, did Moochie drool on it? If so, I need 5 minutes alone with it.
Mochi. But was it Mochi?
Mochi.
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 Like the ice cream.
Yes. And before we go to Aljamain Sterling, I want to thank our sponsors, tipafighter.com. Guys, fighters are grossly underpaid. It's time for us to make a difference. We can tip these people for their performances. Fighters, get with this. At Tip a Fighter. Tip a Fighter. You tip all kinds of people. Time to tip the people that we love watching. Fighters, Tip a Fighter. Also, Chimera Coffee. This coffee is changing my life. I am so much more focused. I'm feeling good. It's delicious. Get it at chimeracoffee.com. That's chimerakoffee.com. Use the code MMAROASTED. Chimera Coffee. Check it out. Also, has your place been vandalized? Is there graffiti on your storefront? There's only one place to go, and that is removeitrestoration.com. Removeitrestoration.com. The phone number is 1-888-424-9697. That's 1-888-424-9697. Also, American Icon Autographs. They have the best sports and celebrity memorabilia and events. AIASE.com. Their past signings have included Mike Tyson, Cheech and Chong, Henry Lindo, Hulk Hogan, Burt Reynolds, all kinds of people. AIASE.com, American Icon Autographs. Now let's talk to Aljamain, who is undefeated, a badass fighter. He's been calling out Brian Caraway left and right on Twitter. Actually wrote a rap song about him.
Fuck that guy.
Nice.
Fuck that guy. You hate him, huh?
Can we hear the rap song while we're at it?
Yeah, he actually rapped. He's a pretty good rapper.
Nice.
Did you hear the rap?
No.
Hello?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
You're, hey,
on the, you're on the MMA Roasted Podcast. It's me, Bubba Jenkins, the Greg Wilson, and Marina Shafir. How are you?
What's up?
What the heck is up, son?
What's up?
Have you met Aljamain
obviously
before?
Obviously talking to me. That was black language.
Have you met Aljamain before, Bubba?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we talked a couple times.
Now, Aljamain, one of your, by the way, one of your friends is our new wrestling coach for the middle school, a guy named Junior.
Junior Amazon. Yeah, I saw the picture.
Yeah, he seems like a real nice guy.
Yeah, it's cool, man. That guy was a savage at just launching people. These guys were just shooting. He would just freaking launch them all up in the air. And we had this thing, like, he does like a crescendo. When guys shoot it, he's like, and then he just fucking launches the guys. It's the funniest thing. Both of us just tag team throwing guys left and right.
You can tell he's good, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. But,
yeah.
He's got that wrestler build, baby.
Yeah.
You know, he's short, stocky, explosive. He looks like he's about to explode on someone.
It was crazy. I actually brought in him and I brought in Bubba. I didn't have to do anything. I'm like, this is great. I was actually nervous to show a move because I'm like, these guys may have to correct me in front of the kids. Like, I honestly was like, I felt pressure. Now, Aljamain, you've been, first of all, what happened with Floyd Mayweather and your girlfriend? I heard all kinds of different stories. Mayweather was hitting on your girlfriend and you threatened him?
Nah, I mean, Weidman told a story to make it like, you know, amp it up, make it a little funnier, of course, classic Weidman. But, I mean, he tried to pull one of, you know, the point and come down, come over here, girl, like Scorpion, get over here. But it didn't really work out. I had to shut that down real quick.
So you went up to Mayweather and you were like, dude, that's my girlfriend?
No, he was on like his own section, like by the DJ booth. We were like on the top because, you know, that's what we do. We do top level stuff. We're not down there with those guys. But but we were up there with Chris and those guys hanging out. He was like pointing up, like waving her to come over, sent over like a dojo, one of his soldiers to come over and pick her up, but had to shut him down. Then he sent over somebody else when Weidman was over there. So I don't know. It was kind of funny. But it kind of got a little annoying at the point. I'm just like, dude, does this guy like not get it? Can you guys tell him what I'm telling you guys to tell him? Because I know you guys are scared. He's going to like take you off a salary if you say the wrong thing to him or something. I don't know.
I guess that was his like one or first lesson that money really doesn't buy everything.
Oh, no way, man. First of all, Aljamain would destroy Floyd Mayweather fight.
Down.
That would even
big
be
time.
That wouldn't even be close. Now
I would have been like, how much is he asking for? First of all, this is the third time he came over here. Babe, we might have to check the rent on this one. How much are you looking for? Double it. We'll talk about it.
That is so funny. Now you also, I saw you on Twitter, you were rapping about a bunch of guys dodging you.
Not really dodging me, but a bunch of guys I wanted to fight. I mean, I'm down to fight all these guys, but I don't know what the fuck is up, man. This shit don't make no sense to me. I'm like, at this point, I feel like I need to just get paid for sitting on the sideline and not having a fight. I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense in my mind. I mean, you know, they can extend the contract. It's kind of like, well, if I'm trying to honor my contract, you guys got to kind of honor your end of the deal, too. It's not even a fact. I don't care, really care who I fight. You just need to, you know, I need to be able to provide for myself and, you know, my family and just, you know, just kind of one of those kind of things.
They
and I can't really do that with school not in session and kind of just sitting out not getting paid, being active.
By the way, you'd be great for Tip a Fighter.
Me and Aljamain have been going back and forth. I don't think it's on him. I think it's a little bit on his management. But Aljamain loved the idea. I already talked to him about, you know, because he's exciting, gives great interviews. Obviously, people are following his Twitter because now they know that he's rapping and stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, he's calling out anyone and everyone. So the fans really love that, and he'd be great for Tip a Fighter. But I don't know what's up with management because, one, they ain't getting them fights. Two, they're not getting them this free money that's out there.
Yeah, seriously. Are you still having to work a second job at the school right now?
Yeah, but school is just now about to get back in session, so I'm pretty much off this entire summer just doing off-season wrestling training for the guys, my high school kids, and coaching at my gym. So I haven't made any money outside of, you know, my fight in April. I just got a new sponsor in terms of a monthly, but that didn't kick in until, like, I think it was last month and it just started. So pretty much haven't made any money, you know, so I'm just sitting here kind of twiddling my thumbs like, hey, you know, what about me? Hey, I'm over here jumping back. You know, I'm that little short guy in the back jumping out. Hey, over here. Don't forget me. Hey.
It's so crazy. But, it's so crazy. Like, they have the financial ability to set something up that's like salary. For all the fighters that have like longevity contracts,
not only that,
he should totally fucking.
Yeah.
Like that only makes sense. Like, and that's a great way to keep your fighters motivated and like keep them moving.
Plus, he literally has 18 brothers and sisters. Correct?
Are you serious?
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you said that 18. About the motivation, because even I was thinking about it today. I was like, man, this kind of sucks. Just sitting here and not doing anything. I feel like I'm just living and not really striving for anything right now. Of course, I'm training to try to get better every day, but at the same time, it's like, what am I doing? Is for my health right now? It's like, what the heck?
Well, hang in there, man. I mean, you're an undefeated fighter. You're ranked ninth right now in the world in your weight class.
Seventh?
You're ranked seventh? All right, you're ranked seventh. You just went up two notches since I said that. You're ranked seventh in the world. Now, you've been calling out Brian Caraway. Why is Caraway – has he responded to anything you've – I tried to get Caraway on a conference right now, on a press conference.
Press conference.
A fucking press conference. But Brian Caraway said, no, I'm not into that negative shit. Why is Caraway not wanting to fight you?
Wait, he said what? He said no because of what?
He said he's not into that negativity. He doesn't want negative.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You know what, though, man? You got to have – where's your set of balls? I don't know, man. What the heck? I feel like someone was talking that much shit to me. Good God. Like, bro, I'll come to your freaking house. Like, if you really want to fight that bad. You know, I'm that's just where we're from. It's just a little bit different.
Right.
You know, someone's talking shit to you, you're either going to get clowned or you're going to rise to the occasion and throw it out. It's one of those kind of things. And it's not even that I want to fight him that bad. He's the only guy that it makes sense for me to fight. He's sixth. I'm seventh. He came over and went over a top 10 guy. I came over and went being unranked over a top 10 guy. I get a finish. He gets an ugly-ass sloppy win. And then he's calling out guys that are injured for over 2 years. It's like, what the – it's like I'm scratching my head like, dirt? Like, what? I don't know, man.
He is definitely not cut from the same type of cloth that other fighters are. Definitely.
You know, and I think he just likes to say, you know, hey, man, I'm a UFC fighter. You know, I'm here.
Check out these braces. Mm-hmm.
he's also probably looking at it also. I mean, look, in his defense, he's like, this kid's young, hungry, fast, you know,
black.
Powerful.
Don't forget black.
Black.
That always matters.
He's got nothing to lose, everything to gain. I mean, Aljamain, you're what, like 23 years old, 22? How old are you?
26. He thinks I got an extra thigh muscle. It's not really true, but I don't know.
26. I mean, so he's probably like, man, what do I have to gain by this? And, you know, not that I blame him, but I'm saying what he's thinking, you know, which sucks for you because you're like, man, you're fucking stuck. You're working at a fucking school. What other professional athlete is ranked seventh in their division and has to work at a public school as a gym teacher?
Yeah, phys ed.
I mean, come on. That's fucking unheard of. It's bullshit, guys.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
You know, what really bothers me is I turned down a full-time job so I could do this. And you know how rare it is to get a freaking phys ed job in Long Island? Like, you have to move out of state in order to get a decent job with a decent salary. Like, they pay really, really well here. I could honestly retire today, and if I were to get a job, like, if I had that job, I'd be set for the rest of my life. I'm gonna make over six figures. I'm gonna have my coaching job, which is gonna be extra money. You know, I got the credentials of what I've done, my background already. It's just like, but it's like I want to do this. I feel like I haven't accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish yet. And then I just feel like this kind of just drains me. It really does mentally drain you. And what I kind of understand now when people say it's like, man, the fight game can really wear on you. And it's like, not physically, sometimes physically and both mentally. And this is kind of where I'm at right now.
Well, hang on.
Like you said, I agree with what you said about, you know, him not wanting to fight me because of those reasons. But, you know, if he kind of said that but not in those kind of words, I get it. But you just say, like, I saw him in person. He's like, yeah, I don't go on social media. So I heard you say some pretty funny stuff. I'm like, I'm laughing it off. Like, yeah, I've been saying some shit. Can you fucking fight back or deny the fight or something? Like, can you engage and make this fight, you know, compelling somehow? But I don't know. I don't know, man.
Well, hang in there, man. Listen, you got a lot of fans. People love you. You're a successful guy. You got a great team. Your girlfriend's smoking hot. Mayweather can't get her. All right.
So you're winning is what he's.
You're
trying
winning,
to say.
Man. Hang in there, brother. Hang
There's
in.
No going back either. Like, man, this is the time you got to hang in there.
Yeah, hang in there. All right, Aljamain, hang in there.
Winning. Hashtag winning.
Hashtag winning. All right, man. We'll talk to you soon, man. Hang in there.
Is that bye? Is that
yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you for the interview. Thank you, Aljamain. Thank you.
All right, Algie. I'll see you, man.
Thank you.
Is that goodbye? Is this over?
Yeah, yeah.
You can rap.
He's like sad about it.
What? No.
He's sad about it.
He ain't got
it.
Nothing
let's
else to do,
on.
Man.
Yeah, let's
no, what happened?
School's out. He's not fighting anybody. He's already
Give
done his rap.
No, it's my fault. What happened was I came late. I came 20 minutes late, and then I had to rush
Spit
everything.
The cipher.
I'm sorry.
He's kicking me off the air. He's pretty much telling me my life sucks right now.
He didn't do this to Frankie. He didn't do this to Edgar, man. He didn't do this to Edgar.
I'm not telling
you what you're trying to say, Bubba. What you trying to say?
I'm not saying his life sucks. What are you talking about? You got a great life. You're ranked 7th in the world.
What the fuck? I don't understand this.
The world's against you right now, Sterling.
The world's...
Hang in there. Don't kill yourself. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next time, people.
You're in the UFC,
That's
right?
Funny.
No, I'm kidding. hold on. Conor McGregor has some words of encouragement.
Listen, I would loan you a few of my doubloons, but I'm afraid I don't believe in welfare checks. I'm sorry. There won't be any help coming from my treasury.
Aljamain, do you think you could be called Conor McGregor?
So I think I could beat him?
Yeah.
If I had to be honest, I think he gets me on the feet. But I think if I take him down, I think I definitely get him for sure. But I think I definitely could take him down. So whether or not I could do that for 25 minutes, that's just being realistic.
Conor? But,
that's accurate. I could beat him with just my feet. That would be all it would take. I don't need my hands. I don't even need my eyes. Put a blindfold on me and let me kick the living shit out of him.
Wow. Aljamain, are you going to let this guy talk to you like that?
He sees these things. Sometimes he sees these things.
He sees these things.
You know?
I like it. Listen, man, listen.
I tell you what, we'd have a crazy kickboxing fight because I'd be kicking the fuck out of him. He'd be kicking me. I'd be kicking the fuck out of him, too.
You guys
don't act like you wouldn't enjoy it.
Nice. Well, listen, man, hang in there. We're going to get you back on the podcast. We're going to get you a fight. We'll talk to you soon, Aljamain, all right?
How are we
going to be my new? Are you going to be my new matchmaker?
I would, honestly. All these guys follow me, okay? Dana
God.
Follows me.
You really just pulled that
press.
Right now?
Lorenzo follows.
All these people follow
I'm telling you.
Press conference.
Yes, we got to
we'll get somebody on and have them
right,
talk trash.
All right, aside from Brian Caraway, who else do you want to fight?
Somebody comfort Brian Caraway into doing a press conference.
I called out old man Johnny Eduardo because the guy's like Mr. Potato Head. He can't seem to keep his body together no matter what he does. I think he's on the juice, personally. That's just my opinion, because I think it's going to come off the wrong way, but I think it's not shunned upon in the Brazilian culture to do those kind of things, which is okay.
That didn't come off the wrong way. That came off pretty accurate. That came off pretty accurate.
Okay, so Johnny Eduardo, you'd want to fight who else?
I called out Frankie Saenz, but he just got hurt after his fight with Shawn Kakai. I told him, I said, nah, he's 3-0. This fight makes perfect sense. Let's fucking do this. He's another old guy I like to beat up and put away. So this guy thinks he could beat me and his teammate, Anthony Burchak, who's been chirping me, whatever. I fucking fight these guys. At this point, I need to fucking get paid, cash money, baby. I fight Michael McDonald. I'll fight Uriah Faber. I fight these guys. It's just, the fight's got to make sense, and everyone's hurt. Rafael Sunsal's hurt. McDonald's still hurt. So the guys who are coming back or whatever, I fight these guys, man.
Wait, so I know Uriah Faber said he's looking for a fight.
I tweeted about it. I called him out. Said, hey, I hear you're looking for a new dance partner. Apparently, Brian Caraway's hiding under Misha Tate's tit. So since he's not coming out, I tweeted Sean Shelby in the UFC and said, let's fucking do this. I don't know, man. Let's
do this.
I'm a game, man.
Wait, but isn't Faber...
Al's teammate. Yeah, Al. You know, it's weird, man. But I like Faber. Don't get me wrong. It's just I have nothing else to do. So it's kind of like, hey, man.
I'm even calling out friends.
I've been on the Misha Tate. It smells like baloney.
Kate's tits smell like bologna?
Who's doing that? Is that like a, is that a pre-recorded?
No.
That smells live.
It smells like bologna?
That's Connor in this bitch.
That's right. It smells like bologna from the deli, sliced real thin.
Wow.
There's a bit of an oil residue.
It's like bologna that's a little bit expired.
Yeah. That's right.
Have you ever smelled her tits?
Fuck no. I would never go anywhere near that chick.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, thanks.
Nice. This is a sidebar. Side note. So what's up with this movie, man? Am I getting a role in this freaking movie or what?
I'm trying to raise money, man. I'm trying to raise the money. Did you read the script?
Yeah, I told you I read the script.
And you liked it, right?
I like it. I think it's funny. I think it's going to be a lot better when it's actually acted out and I can come through and RKO somebody real quick.
Okay.
Some shit. I don't know.
All right. Listen, you have a part, man. I 100% will give you a part in the movie. 100%.
You can't have my part, but you can have a part.
I just gotta get the funding. But I got a new TV show coming out starting in October. We're starting filming that will help me raise money for the movie.
Triple date.
Awesome. You just got another job that don't pay you.
Oh, McGillicuddy. Tell him McGillicuddy.
He's playing. Over here counting me doubloons.
So how long you been with this girl for, by the way?
It's going on 5 years in December.
No ring?
Dang.
Nah, no ring.
Mm. How come?
Mm. Daddy question.
I'm young, man.
Right into the
I'm young, man.
Things.
You know, she's young. We both got ambitions, and I think you never know what the future's going to bring, which way it's going to take us. So I think rushing that kind of stuff doesn't really make a lot of sense to either one of us. So I think that's where we're both at right now.
Marina, she's a big fan of yours, by the way, right? Didn't you tell me that she loves Marina?
Oh, yeah. She likes Marina a lot.
Really?
But she kind of got upset about the whole comment she made about Manny Gambier crushing me. And she was like, oh, fuck that. So it's kind of funny.
Before you were on the show.
Wait, what was that?
I said that was before I actually got to talk to you on the show.
Nice.
Yeah, she's okay. She follows you and everything, so she's definitely a big fan of yours.
Oh, that's cool. Thanks.
She got upset that you said Manny would crush her.
Well, Manny's family. Sorry.
I know how it is. I'm the same with my boys.
But I don't understand. Wait, you're 135. And Uriah is 145.
Mm-mm.
Uriah went down to 35?
He's been at 35 for a little bit now.
He's
supposed to fight Dillashaw. He should just fucking fight Dillashaw and retire, man. That's what I think, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good. I mean, that'd be a great fight. Aljamain versus Uriah. That'd be a big fight for you, man. That's a winning fight for you because, number one, I think you could win that fight. Number two, the eyes on that fight would be huge. You know, I mean, if Uriah fights Bruce Leroy, I mean, why wouldn't he fight you? I mean, it's not like Bruce Leroy is this high profile, huge fighter, you know. So
I think maybe because Bruce Leroy is a little sloppy, and I'm a little more strategical in what I do, and I think my grappling's worlds better than, don't get me wrong, when I say my grappling's really good, I don't mean like I'm throwing up crazy submissions. For the most part, if you leave your neck out there, I'm kind of like Uriah, man. I snatch that shit up in a heartbeat. But I'm not doing crazy stuff. My wrestling, I'm just really strong. I'm very dominant in my position, my control. And when it comes to flowing the stuff to stuff, I do a lot of unorthodox things. And that's why I say my grappling is different from a lot of these guys. And I think it's going to pose a lot of trouble when I fight these guys.
I love it, man. I love his confidence. Get with Tipa Fighter, man.
Yeah, stop playing. Tell him, boys, stop playing.
Come on, tell him.
You guys are supposed to do a Skype call with my manager.
He stiffed us three times.
Something like that.
What happened?
You guys are supposed to do a Skype call.
We set it up. Three times, and he missed.
Three times the guy missed out?
Yeah. But I'm going to get after him now.
Just remember, they work for you.
That's right.
Yes.
Everybody works for you.
When you say manager, I assume you mean of a Burger King.
Thanks, Connor. Appreciate it. Aljamain, you're the best. Hang in there. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, cool, man.
Take care.
Oscar.
Bye.
Yeah, that was goodbye that time.
I like that guy.
You tell him to hang in there one more time, he's probably going to stab you in your throat. Hang in. I've been hanging in.
That's all I do. That's my actual job right now.
All I do is hang.
Oh, man. I like
that
kid.
He's cool as hell. I like Aljamain a lot. He was actually a really good wrestler, too. Rabbit.
He was?
Yeah.
Did you wrestle with him?
I didn't wrestle with him, but I've seen him wrestle. I mean, he wrestles like he fights.
Was he D1?
Oh man, I don't know who he wrestled for. I don't know why, but I just seen, you know, all my years of wrestling, I've seen him wrestle.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was, you know,
he's scrappy,
very scrappy, and had a lot of big moves. He kind of wrestled like a different Darian Caldwell, if you know,
wow,
you
know, cool.
So it was cool.
Nice. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to survive. It sounded like I felt bad for the kid, man.
Listen,
you've got so much to live for. You hang in there. I'm calling your family right now.
It's such bullshit, man.
Whatever you're thinking, you don't have to do it.
No, it is. It is
no,
bad.
No, seriously, like salary would make so much sense. It would keep all these fighters motivated on a daily basis and...
When a fight falls through, you're just like, all right, well.
Yeah.
And how is
it's
the guy
just something. Not like barely anything, but the UFC can definitely afford to do that.
How is a guy ranked 7th in the world, like, having to, like, work another job as a PE teacher?
So stupid.
I mean, what other sport does your PE teacher on the Knicks? You know, like, it just doesn't really happen.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
It's insane.
It's nuts. Yeah.
It's insane. You look happy, by the way. You look much happier.
Like, I'm very
happy. Like, you're getting some D, which is good. I can tell the getting some D Marina and then the
other Marina.
Yeah. I haven't seen my boyfriend in a week.
The other Marina that just shuts down like, shut up, guys. I don't want to talk about this.
it was so funny, though. She comes to the ha-ha. She comes an hour and a half late, of course.
Oh my God.
And she's a big star.
And then he yells at me.
Because there's like three different locations. And I first went to like the wrong place. And then I couldn't find parking. And then I had to find oh my God, it was a fucking production. And like it just got to the point where I was just like, dude, I'm going home.
I've had that feeling.
But she came. She came by herself. I was, you know, a lot of people won't go out by themselves. This guy comes by himself, too. That's when you know someone's legit. When they go to someplace by themselves. You know, a lot of times people are like,
damn right,
I can't find a friend to go with. I'm like, what the fuck? You were born by yourself. You're going to die by yourself. You can do things by yourself.
I like to be with my family, but if my wife's like, nah, I'm going to stay home, I'm not like, oh, shit. I'm like, yo, cool. Stay with Dream. I'm out of here. I'm going to go be by myself. Yeah.
It's like
name is Dream.
Yeah, my son's name is Dream, but it starts with a J. J R E A M.
That's like your joke.
It's still my joke.
Tell a joke.
I want to hear this joke about my son.
Okay.
No, it's just about black names.
Yeah.
And like, I want to be black just so I can name my children anything.
Right.
Everybody else names their kids a name they've heard before. But not black people.
No.
You guys
no.
are just making shit up.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
It's like, how's the rest of it? I haven't done this joke in so long.
My name is blah, blah, blah.
It's like, what's your name? My name is Shilik. I'd love that. I'd love to walk in the room and be like, this is my baby, Shilikaka Boom Boom. We all just call him Lil Boom Boom. Says it right there in his little rock-aware jacket, Lil Boom Boom. And here's the part that relates to you. It's like, and then if you do have a regular sounding name, you'll spell it all fucked up, right?
Yeah,
just to fuck with Whitey.
Yeah.
Just to fuck with Whitey.
Courtney, K, right? Ends with an I.
It's like, what's your name? My name is Sean. Oh, really? Is that S-H or S-E? That's S-B-R-Q-W. -4. -4, motherfucker, Sean! Oh, that clearly says Sean. The silent B threw me off, but Siobhan.
I love that bit. That's
from my first album, Potty Mouth.
That bit kills me. That's one of my favorite bits.
No, that was good, man. I love it. But you're absolutely right. Like, trust me, I've heard some black names where I'm just like, man, you're just making us look bad. You just make shit up now, you know? But I don't know where I got Dream because my real name is, for people who don't know that, and you're going to go all a little crazy. My real name is Jesse Jenkins, right? Jesse Jenkins, and I'm the third. And my son is Jesse Jenkins, the fourth. But my dad went by Jesse. My grandpa went by Jesse. I go by Bubba, obviously.
How'd you get Bubba?
I was a 12-pound baby.
12-pound baby?
I was Big Bubba coming out the womb, son.
Eight of those pounds were dick.
That's right. And two other ones were bombs. That's right. I had 4 pounds of body.
They kept trying to cut the cord, and they're like, that's not the cord. That's not the cord. Don't cut it. It keeps coming. It was like they were pulling an anchor up from a ship that sank thousands of years ago. It's still coming.
8 pounds of dick.
That's right. I go by Bubba because I was a big baby.
Yeah.
And I said my son his name will be Jesse Jenkins the fourth, but he'll go by Dream. So you can either call him Dream, you can call him Jesse the fourth, you can call him Trey J because it's Triple J. I mean, you can call him whatever you want. But
this is the coolest kid ever.
His kid, did you meet him last week?
I haven't met him.
Oh,
but those
he's an
are
adorable
some awesome
girl.
Names.
But he
He's going to have so many friends.
He is attached to Bubba at the hip. Like,
yeah, yeah. He's a daddy's boy. He was hard time daddy's boy.
And the mom was outside trying to thing.
And she was real cool. She was like really like, oh my God, sound, don't make sound. They're doing the podcast.
And the kid comes running in through the glass door. Like
he pushed it open.
He pushed it open.
Strong enough to push it open.
His head, like, that's crying.
He's like, I don't care. I'm still coming in.
He's like, daddy, daddy, daddy.
That's how he is, man. He's a big daddy's boy. As soon as I get to the house, I don't even get in. If he hears the car pull up, he's banging on the inside of the
What's with the long hair?
We decided once we had him born, we weren't going to cut his hair until, like, I say until he's 21. My wife said, oh, until he's 18. But
really?
I'm not going to let him make decisions until he's 23.
He's just got long hair.
He's got a man bun. He's got a baby bun.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Go to my Instagram. Check out my son. Bubba_Jenkins.
I spent the first
check out my
10
son. He's awesome.
He was his daughter.
Yeah. No, a lot of people, trust me, we get it all the time.
Because of the hair.
Long hair. And he's got a really handsome.
People were calling
face.
Him Caitlin.
Oh my God. Wait, with a C or a K?
No, that
with
was
a
killer.
J.
But I wanted to
or
say
Q.
Something.
Yeah.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Bubba's talking.
We're still making fun of the name.
Bubba, what were you saying?
Well, I just wanted to say something. And this is completely like Algerman called it out. Sidebar. This has got nothing to do with my son, got nothing to do with the name. Okay, this has got something to do with, as I've been watching fighters and listening to fighters lately, every fighter has been like, well, you know, I haven't done anything before this, you know, I was a tuba player, I was this, like they kind of shun like they've done anything else in the past and they're just like this awesome fighter now,
right?
You know, to me that's kind of like, you know, me personally, I've been grinding. I've been thinking about beating the hell out of somebody since I was a little kid. You know,
right.
You were
23-0 in street fights.
Right, right. Yeah. So it wasn't like if someone was like, "So what'd you do this before this?" You know, I would be like, "I wrestled." And what'd you do before that? I thought about wrestling. You know,
right.
There's a lot of people out there like, "Oh well, you know, I blew in a tuba and I, you know, spit in a flute or some shit." And I'm just like, you know. If you did something, just say you did it. Everyone's
downplaying. You think it's insecurity or it's...
I think they're downplaying the fact that they used to be combative or aggressive or whatever just so they can look better as fighters. You know what I mean? In a sense, like...
Oh, big time.
You know,
it's all about,
like,
storyline now.
It's the storyline. Oh, I used to surf and then I did skateboarding and now I'm ranked number 3 in the world. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? It's just like, yo, since I was 1 year old, I thought about wrestling. And for the next 8 years, I thought about wrestling.
Well,
when I became nine, I started wrestling.
Yeah, I understand. I think some people, though, like that girl Lauren, who was 27 years old.
And there's real stories out there.
Crack, remember?
And
we had Lauren Murphy on. Were you there?
But you can't tell me she ain't been in a street fight before that. Man.
I don't know if she had.
I know some people fight over drugs all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
I think she made some money on the street. I don't know.
Well, she also lost some money on the street, too, though.
I
and that don't come easy.
So yesterday, right? Me and we coach the kids, and I'm having like a great day. Then I found out this TV show that I came up with got optioned by a production company, right? So my dad,
what's that mean?
which means like they're gonna try to sell it.
Okay,
and it's a really big company. It's A. Smith and Company. It's like they have like 50 shows on TV, so, which is a great day. So I'm talking to my, so I go into Jamba Juice, and I'm like, Dad's like, we got great magoos. I'm like, Dad, you know, it's karma. It's karma. You know, you work with the kids.
Yeah, it's an option. Let's go get Jamba Juice.
Karma, right? So then I come outside.
Celebrate.
So I was saying karma. I come outside. There's a parking ticket on my thing.
Of course, right? Of course.
Like, this is what I was talking
just
about,
to
the karma.
Ground you.
Just the karma that I thought I'd have. And of course, the lady, I parked in like a loading zone, 5 minute loading zone. I go, I was here for 5 minutes. She goes, you were here for 7 minutes. I go, I'm like, is this really what you want to do with your life?
If I have like a confrontation with a parking ticket person, I always do like the big life talk. I'm like, what the fuck are your priorities right now? You are the root of all evil in California. You motherfucker. Like, maybe you should think about who you want to work for. I was like, I know benefits might be good, but I hear McDonald's benefits are pretty good too.
I did that too, but then I'm like, dog, she's gonna go, you're right. I quit and take off her thing.
Support her.
I'm joining the army. Like, what is she gonna do? I mean, she's just like, I
really fucking think about her life. Maybe I hope.
I hope so.
God, I was thinking so about fucking annoying.
I was thinking your movie might do better with the funding if you change the name from Pinned to Boner Timeout.
Okay.
And on that, listen, guys.
Hashtag Boner Timeout.
I want to thank our sponsors. By the way, first of all, I want to thank Frankie Edgar.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Aljamain for calling in.
Was that a clap? Was that a
clap? He got an applause.
Yeah.
Aljamain, hang in there.
Aljamain, woo!
I gave myself a high five.
I want to thank American Icon Autographs.
Yeah.
AIASE.com, the best sports and celebrity memorabilia and events. Go to AIASE.com and decorate your man cave right now. Okay, guys, all they got right. The best stuff out there. I'm drinking Kimera coffee right now. It is delicious, guys. KimeraKoffee.com. It is the best coffee out there.
Woo!
I'm telling you guys, it's amazing. I can't even describe it as an extra kick. Help me focus, concentrate, keeps me working and driving with a positive attitude. No additives. I am a fan for life. As well as Tip a Fighter.
Woo!
Fighters, yeah. Fighters are... Thank you, guys. Marina gave me the clap. Listen, fighters are very underpaid. Very underpaid. Guys like Aljamain, guys like Frankie, all these guys, they entertain us forever. My whole weekend now is fighting. We thank these guys by throwing them money. Fighters, sign up for Tip a Fighter at tipafighter.com. And I also want to thank Remover Restoration. Have gang members taken over your place? Is your place tagged up? Okay, there's
I think
only.
You should call the police first.
There's only one.
Gang members have taken over your place. Call them and then call Restoration. But first, call the police, get the gangs removed, and then remove it, Restoration.
I mean, as your.
Remover Restoration's gonna show up and get murdered. You just send someone to death. They're gonna show up and be like, "What you doing here, puto? I just came to whitewash the walls."
Go to removeitrestoration.com 1-888-424-9697. Okay, they will take care of it. Removeitrestoration.com. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to be in Cleveland all weekend long at the Hard Rock Casino in Cleveland, Ohio.
That's awesome.
Come see me at the Comedy Zone at Hard Rock Casino. Greg, where are you?
I'm in Wisconsin doing a college, but September 19th, I am headlining at the Improv here in Hollywood, 10 p.m. Saturday night. If you want free tickets, just tweet me at the Greg Wilson.
Yes. Bubba, anything you got coming up?
Nothing, man. I think I was just going to get a contract here pretty soon. I think I'm fighting in November.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm excited about it.
At the St. Louis card?
I don't know where it's at. I don't know if it's St. Louis card or not. You know, I'll probably find out here in the next podcast. I will know something.
Great.
Woo!
For sure.
Thank you guys so much for listening and take care. Thank you, Sideshow Network.
Yeah.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.